There we go. That sounds much better. There we go. Week 11. Power typically helps when you're using microphones. Glad you joined us here on Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss, Sean Brantley, and John Croach. Soon to be joined by the great Jake Spiritoso. Just made it on the basketball team.
Yeah, what a shot.
Look at that. My man.
Not something we all expected, but good for him.
Good for him. I mean, guy's 6'3 or whatever. I mean, why wouldn't you make it on the basketball
team? I mean, he's basically Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That's him.
Where do you put him?
I'm feeling more.
You put him at the four?
Nowitzki vibes from him.
You got a Dirk vibe from him?
I feel like he's a post scorer.
I like it.
Put him at the five? I don't mind that.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Tim Duncan.
Him Duncan?
Him.
That's his new name.
Him Duncan.
That's his new name. That's what we're going to. He doesn't know this yet, but his new name is him.
His nickname is Him
Duncan. He's Him Duncan. So remember that when he comes back in. Glad you joined us here on Sterling High School Radio. Hit us up on At Nice Radio on Twitter. If you would like to hear some of your questions that you have for the crew. And again, happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody. It's Thanksgiving Eve, which is cool. So we have three games to talk about tomorrow. We'll get to that in the second segment. But for right now, we recap week number 11. We have a special guest remotely today. Remote special guest. You guys have no idea who this is. I've teased this all day to you.
You lied to us. You told us he was in school.
Technically, yes? Question mark? Technically, yes?
Well, I'll think about it.
There are six questions that you all are going to get hit with.
When? Now?
Like, soon.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be on-the-spot questions.
So, like, randomly. I'm not going to know when?
It's a special podcast Thanksgiving.
It is. All so right, let's hit you with the serving number one.
Oh.
All right, so serving number one, we're going to go to Sean Brantley for this. From Bub.
Bub Hall.
Talked to Bub last night. He's listening to the podcast as we speak.
Oh.
And he has been listening from
home. He's been listening?
Yeah, he has.
That's cool.
Which is cool. So you never know who's listening. So I was talking to him last night, and I said, hey, I know you're not technically here, but do you want to help out with the podcast? He's like, absolutely. So I said, fire me off some questions, and I'll put the host on the spot.
What are these questions about?
All right, question number one, coming to you, Sean Brand.
Okay.
Actually, this is for both of you, believe it or not.
Okay.
The best game of week 11, your thoughts.
The best game of week 11.
Yeah. There were a lot of good ones.
I mean, there was a lot of blowouts. The Bengals and Steelers game, surprisingly, was a very close game.
I agree.
And as a Steelers fan, I loved that game. But another game, there was another game that went to overtime. It was Raiders and Broncos. But I don't know. I think it's got to be the battle of the quarterbacks, the Chiefs versus the Chargers. The game was just back and forth at all times, 30-27. Both of the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes threw for over 300 yards once again, and Justin Herbert, he's
unbelievable. He's so good.
Like, they're both just so good. And what's it called? A lot of people thought that. Chargers are going to win since they've been playing like good without their two star receivers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. But since they both came back, they thought like, oh, they're going to boom now. But dude, you can't count Patrick Mahomes out.
Why would you?
Never.
He gives you no reason to count him out.
But yeah, that is my Week 11 game of the week.
Okay.
John,
I have to agree. I have to go with the Chiefs and Chargers. I mean, what a close game. You got Travis Kelce with 3 touchdowns again this season.
Are we surprised? Really? Are we surprised?
No. But all they do is win. How about, I'll even say this, the Bills-Browns game was really good too, even though they played that at Ford Field.
Detroit, yeah.
Which they're going to be playing again on Thursday.
Oh, they're going back to back?
They're going back to back. So I heard them say this on the broadcast that they are going to be playing. So they have the Bills at the Lions, but after the game on week 11 against the Browns, they actually went home and then turned around and came back. They got like 70 inches of snow.
I did see that. It was like,
it's insane.
Like 6-7 feet of snow.
That's insane.
Have you seen the stadium? It's filled with snow.
Is it?
There was a picture. It was like insane.
I can't even imagine. So your game of the week was which one, John?
Mine was, I agree with Sean, it's Chiefs-Chargers.
Chiefs-Chargers.
Strauss, what about you? Well, I'll ask you the question.
I didn't see the Chiefs-Charger game, but I heard it was really, really good. To me, any game that goes into overtime is thrilling. It doesn't matter what the records of the team 100%. Are. The Raiders needed a win, and they the Broncos, I cannot figure out the Broncos. They've got Russell Wilson back there. Who, is he on the tail end of his career? We don't know. Have we seen the best of Russell Wilson in a Seahawk uniform? We don't know. But a lot of really, really good games over the weekend. If you're a Lions fan, you got to like the performance on the road at the Giants. And that was a game that the Giants needed to have to keep pace with the Eagles. And they didn't get it. And
I know the score is 31-18, but it was not that close of
a game. No, it was not. It was garbage. That was garbage time towards the end. They got the Giants got a couple late. They scored 12 in the fourth. But there was a point where they were up. They were up 24-6 going into the fourth.
Yes.
So
Jamal Williams, I think he has
he's the league leader in rushing touchdowns.
You think they're gonna keep Williams as a starting running back, or you think they're gonna get?
I think he'll split minutes with Swift.
50-50?
Yeah, I think it'll be 50-50. Swift's more of like a long run threat. Jamal Williams is like a power back.
So third and five, you're at the end line. Third and goal.
Third and goal, I'm putting Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams.
100%.
I feel bad for fantasy owners hearing that. I mean, he's been out of practice, and now they come back, and now that Swift comes back, he's going to get not as many touches with Jamal Williams playing the way he is.
Yeah, no, I agree. Question number two from Bub. Shout out Bub Hall. What did you guys think of the Monday night game in Mexico?
Let me.
That was the Niners Cardinals. The Niners absolutely annihilated the Cardinals, 38-10. George Kittle went off.
Yes.
He is just an absolute beast. What do you have? He had
84 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do that. And
four receptions, 84 yards, two touches. Brandon Ayuk. Receptions, 20 yards, two touchdowns. That's a good stat line.
I don't think this is unexpected when you have Colt McCoy as your starting QB for this game.
Yeah, I did see that.
They even put in Trace McSorley. And do you remember the song about him? I didn't know he was in the league, but
I forgot he was in the league. Yeah, but people have been saying, like, since Shoot House on Call of Duty came out, that Kyler Murray is has not got off the game. Kyler Murray is a gamer, and he is what 0-28-1 when double XP comes out on Call of Duty.
That's a deep stat.
That's a deep stat, but it is a true stat.
Yeah, he streams all the time on Call of Duty.
Yes,
he's gotta focus more on football.
So he's 0-28-1 on a double XP weekend?
Yeah, so a double XP weekend. It's crazy.
That's a great stat. I love that. Listen, when I first started telling you guys about podcasting and research and coming, I never thought that you would dig deep that deep. That's a good nugget right there. I like that. Having said all that, you look at the rushing. I watched the first half of this game.
Oh, my God.
And I will say that even though Colt McCoy is your quarterback, if you have a good running back, and James Conner is a good running back, they could not get anything going on the ground against that San Francisco defense. And I will say this, San Francisco is a scary team. They were injured early in the year. They couldn't figure out their quarterback. They figured out that Jimmy G is their guy.
Picked up Christian McCaffrey.
You picked up Christian McCaffrey, and now your squad is completely different right now.
100%.
I would say the underdog, kind of flying under the radar team in the NFC right now.
100%.
I think they're on the radar. After this week, I feel like they are on the radar. I mean, their receiving core is insane. They have George Kittle, McCaffrey's practically a receiver. Ayuk's route running is crazy. And then you got Debo.
Debo, and Debo's a running back.
And George Kittle.
He could be the running, because they run that jet sweep to him. That, you know, they'll throw a little out to him, and he's so dangerous in the open field. So, your thoughts on the Mexico game? Should they continue to have games in Mexico?
I don't see why not. Seemed like pretty fun.
Seemed like a good crowd.
Yeah, I was about to say, the fans were into it.
I like all the games that are in, like, different locations. Germany, London, Mexico, they're all fun.
They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, and all the fans seem to love it.
I don't know if the players love it, because I don't know if you guys saw the stat at the beginning of the game. Mile High Stadium, obviously 5,280 feet or whatever. The stadium Azteca is like 7,800 feet. And they said that the pregame, they were saying that they had oxygen out there. They had all sorts of stuff. And when you play at that elevation, it messes with your your stamina. But if both teams are, it's not like one team's playing on it. But regardless, still a pretty cool atmosphere. Bring it to a different country, different market. And
I feel like if they were to play on that field, a stadium again, they would just get too many complaints about that. And then I feel like they start to
I've seen
it off.
Something about that. Like Denver has like a big home field advantage. I think they're, I'm not sure if it's just the cold or if they're like highly elevated too. But
they are.
Same with the Dolphins. Dolphins sideline is like made to be on the, like facing the sun going on cold days, so it gets like 30 degrees hotter or colder, whatever it is, like shade or sun.
Depending on where you're standing. So basically, what we're then these are questions from Bub, and
Bub, nice question so far.
That's a good so far. I'll hit you with this, and then we'll get off to a quick break, and we'll take a look at what's coming up for next week, week 12, which actually starts tomorrow, which is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Three games on the plate for tomorrow. How long is Dicker the Kicker gonna last?
Like at the name or like
the, let's just say the guy.
Like, are you talking about the name Dicker the Kicker or like
the guy him, the like him? Let's. Him. I think he's referring to him.
I mean,
Dicker the Kicker. How long is he gonna last?
If you just look up Dicker, it's already up. Dicker the Kicker. I mean, he was signed when. How long ago was he signed? He was assigned the active roster to Chargers. What? A couple days ago? A couple weeks ago? Last week?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I'm being completely honest, I'm not really following Dicker the Kicker.
All right, so I'll give you a little career timeline here.
This is my first time hearing about him. I'm not
really.
Gonna lie.
All right, so 2018 to 2021, played at Texas. Came a star for the Longhorns during his freshman season. Made a 40-yard field goal to defeat arch rival Oklahoma and the Red River rivalry, and that made his Dicker the Kicker. That's where it all started. That's how everything kind of kicked off there. Pardon the pun. January 2022, declares for the NFL draft after a 4-year career at Texas. Makes the announcement on Instagram that, thanking Longhorn Nation, blah, 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 blah. And then he officially goes undrafted.
But then he gets drafted not too long ago from the Chargers.
Signs with the Rams first as an undrafted free agent on May 4th. The 13th of August, plays his first NFL preseason games, makes all three of his extra point attempts, doesn't attempt a field goal. He got cut from the Rams. Gone. Ravens signed him to their 10-day roster. And after that, he's their kicker, made a 38-yard field goal, and then they released him.
So
on August 28th.
From what I'm reading...
And he went to the Eagles.
Yes. But from what I'm reading, he said the rookie has attempted multiple field kicks, extra points, and he has yet to miss a single kick.
That's how the NFL is. Like, for kickers, they don't miss and they still get cut.
So the Eagles sign him because Jake Elliott was out. And then he hits the game winner against the Cardinals. And then he's named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week against the Cardinals. And he's the first Eagles player to do that since 1994.
Let me guess. He gets dropped.
And then he goes down to their practice squad. And then the Eagles release him. And then the Chargers pick him up on November 3rd. And then that's where he's been ever since. So he's been Dicker the Kicker. He's even gotten a shout-out from Carrie Underwood. During the game?
I mean, hey, if he keeps doing what he's doing, I'm not going to say he's going to stay on a team because, as you can tell in the past, he's not staying on the team.
Right.
But if he just stays like around and keeps practicing, he's going to keep getting picked up.
He has to be in a team where they don't have like a known kicker. Like, on the Ravens, you're not going to get over Justin Tucker.
No, you're not, unless he's hurt.
Eagles have had Jake Elliott for years. It's no surprise.
Bengals have a young Evan McPherson. You're going to get put over him.
If he goes in, say the Chiefs pick him up, he's going to get dropped regardless how good he does because Harrison Bucker.
Yeah, and then you have the San Fran. Like, big teams, kickers, big names. Maybe, like, once, like, Justin Tucker, he is coming to the end of his career, probably.
But he's so good.
Yes,
he's so good.
Yeah, he's so good.
Jake Spiritoso back in.
Yeah, we got it. Jake's going to sub in just a second. And then, you know what? We'll use this as an opportunity here to segue into our second segment, the Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit us up on Twitter, at Knights Radio, and get your questions in. You can be like Bub. Bub's got three more questions for you guys on the other side. And we'll get to those in just a second. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Podcast, week number 12, right here on Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sterling Sports.
Rebounded by Terry Crisman. Looks like he's fouled there. Puts up a desperation shot. And
he goes
in! It's good! It's good!
Always updated.
First and goal from the 4. Preston Harrison going to run out. He's 4 yards away from pay dirt. Passes it complete. The touchdown! Marcus Taylor from...
Always running.
They got to shoot it. Kylie, shot.
Always live.
Here we go. Sterling trying to slam it up.
Sterling, the 2-2 chance.
Follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio, where live game updates and scores will be tweeted throughout the live broadcasted games. So follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio to get all of Sterling's live athletic updates. Stay up to date with the latest scores and updates with at Knights Radio.
Second segment of our Fantasy Football Podcast. We are now joined again by Jake Spiritosis, John Crows, and Strauss will be also joining us to ask us some more questions from Bub.
Let's go.
Glad to know that Bub's listening somewhere out there.
Hey, Bub.
But yeah, so for the second segment, we will be going over each game and we'll be picking a team. Strauss, have you done this game before?
I have not done this game yet.
You've not done
I really, before. Really am interested in playing. I like games. They're fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Games are fun.
I enjoy it. But
the book.
Yeah. So basically, we'll start off with the game, and
a survivor pick kind of thing.
It's just like predictions.
Oh, I love it.
And you write it down, and next week we see who gets more.
Yeah. Somebody jot this down because I'm going to forget.
Oh yeah. Don't worry.
Let's kick this off real quick.
We'll start with Saints and Andy Dolan because I looked at your computer.
Ironically. The question from Bub includes Andy Dalton. You ready?
Yes.
How do you guys think Andy Dalton will do against the Niners defense? Before we get into the game pick, because...
This will be our first pick. The 49ers against the Saints. It's at the San Francisco.
Oof.
So
San Francisco on a short week.
Yeah.
Coming back from Mexico. High altitude.
I'm going to go... 49ers here, because I mean, like the question, like I'm gonna answer Buff's question right now. Andy Dolan, he's a decent quarterback,
serviceable.
He's good against like teams that, like, he's a good quarterback. I'll give him that. But against a defense like the 49ers, like a defense like the Bills, I don't know if he'll be able to handle himself. And he did win his starting position over what's his name, Jameis Winston.
Yep.
Did you guys see the video, by the way, of like when he got when the news came out?
No.
He was heartbroken. It was sad. Oof. He was like my soul left my body. He was like,
messed up.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That's the business though. You know what I mean? Like
Andy deserved it though, so we'll see how he does this week. But I just don't think he's gonna do too good. I'm saying 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
I can over under 200 yards passing for Andy Dalton.
Under.
Over.
Just over.
Just under.
Just over. Is that a good line? Did I set a good line on that?
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good line?
Over and a loss.
I say 180, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, just over.
I don't know.
I can't wait to go back and listen to this, and we'll be like, watch him throw for like 300.
Then we look dumb. Anyway.
Just goes off.
So, Saints 49ers. I picked the 49ers. John?
I'm going to also go 49ers. Saints did beat the Rams last week, but
Rams,
they barely beat them. And
the Rams are in a freaking...
Ram.
Yeah, Niners are a whole different monster.
Matt Stafford did go out last week with a concussion protocol. They don't have Cooper Kupp. They're just a mess right now.
Yeah, they barely beat that team, so I got to go Niners.
Jake?
I'll go Niners, too. I don't think they're going to beat... I don't think the Saints can beat them.
I am going to... I think we're going to... This is a clean sweep.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
Now, we'll go back up. Tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. We have three games to be played.
Let's go. We going in order from the...
Yeah. The first game is a 12:30 game. The Buffalo Bills play at the Detroit Lions for the second time. The Bills did just play there, so it's not like they're unused to the field. John, you can start the game off.
Bills-Lions, right?
Yes.
Honestly, I can see an upset
anything
from the Lions.
Happens.
The Lions just beat the Giants on the road.
Yes.
It's just so hard to say that I'm going to take them over the Bills, though.
But we've been saying that a lot of weeks, and we've been taking the Bills, and they've just been looting like, to the Jets. They lost to teams, I forget, the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Buffalo Bills, but I would not be surprised at all if the Lions take this win.
I'm also going to go with the Bills. I don't know. I just see a Bills player being happy on Thanksgiving, having a good job. I see Josh Allen just having a day, having a feast on Thanksgiving.
I see what
Lions.
You did there. I like
yep,
that. Yep,
like
that
the, like
I, do,
like
I do like that.
All right, Strauss,
play on words.
How do you think?
Looking at it, I mean, momentum-wise, I think on paper, obviously, the Bills are the better 100%. Team. 100%. Back-to-back road games for the Bills on a short week. The Lions coming off, riding a little bit more momentum than the Bills are. The Bills... 7-3, 4-6. I think the Lions need the game more. But the AFC East is also very, very tight because the Patriots won.
Yes.
And a thriller. It was 3-3 and then
that was
with
so
like
bad.
20 seconds remaining. I forget who had the home runs. Nobody caught that joke. Okay, never mind.
What happened?
The home runs.
It was a 3-3 game, low scoring game, home runs. Never mind. Okay. All right, it was bad. I think I'm going to go... The Lions just never win on Thanksgiving. And I just have visions of all of their fans wearing, like, the bags on their heads.
Oh, for, my.
And I don't know why the Lions are so bad. Year in and year out. They haven't been good since Barry Sanders was there.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't look like a bad team. Like, if you look at the piece, ready? If I name you these players, you'll be like, oh, wow, these... Players look
well,
kind of
on paper.
DeAndre Swift.
When they have all those players, but they've just when they've lost these games, they were like missing a lot of key pieces.
That's true. That's true.
Do you think Jared Goff is like part of this reason or no?
Yeah,
I think Jared. No, I think Jared Goff has been playing. Yeah, he's been playing good this year.
He's okay.
I don't think so.
He's like a second tier quarterback. He's not a Patrick Mahomes. He's not in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's also not. Like
I would take Geno Smith over him.
I don't even think he's like. I think like Jimmy Garoppolo is like. He's not even on his level.
No, they're all right. That's as much of a stretch. I think they're right around the same.
Because I feel like they're similar players, but yeah, I have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Look.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lower or higher?
Higher than
yeah, me too.
All right, I'm going to go Bills just because I'm in a close one. Bills in a close one. I don't know what the line is, but you guys aren't playing the line. You're just playing straight up.
Jake?
Which is fine.
I'm going Bills.
All right, that seems... So we all picked Bills here, am I correct?
All right. Yes.
The next game is the one you want to...
Yes, so
this is where it's going to get interesting.
Yes, we have the New York Giants playing tomorrow on Thanksgiving at 4:30 against the Cowboys, playing at Dallas. Whew. Dallas is favored to win.
This is the game of the week, not the game of the day tomorrow on Thanksgiving. That's the game of the week.
100%.
Strauss, I'll let you lead this game off.
Oh, man. I'm still not a Daniel Jones believer.
Right?
I think he still needs to prove
I agree.
More. Dallas got Zeke back. CeeDee Lamb is ridiculous.
They don't even need Zeke. Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard is... If I'm Zeke, I'm nervous.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
Because...
100%.
It's not like... And this is... to make a hockey reference here, if you're the starting goalie and you get hurt, and all of a sudden your backup comes in and wins 7 out of 8 games,
right,
you're probably the backup because you're riding the hot hand. And I think that's a similar situation here with Zeke and Tony Pollard. You've got two running backs in the backfield that can get you. You've got one power guy, and then you've got a power and a speed guy.
Yeah.
So who do you guard against?
I think
a really good quarterback in Dak Prescott. Yeah. Not a great quarterback, but a really good quarterback who still hasn't proven anything.
He's that second tier quarterback.
Correct. Yeah. I think he's the top of the second tier quarterback.
Yes,
I agree.
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
All right.
Don't tell my wife.
Man Love's going to love me for this, but I'm also going to pick the Cowboys. I wouldn't say I'm not a Daniel Jones believer, because I do like Daniel Jones. Or not Daniel Jones. Wait. Jones. My fault. But I'm not a Giants believer. I don't believe in the receiving core.
No, me neither.
Their defense, I know their defense is all good and all, but they just can't handle like great teams. And Saquon, I'm still not hooked on
comeback player of the year.
I know. I'm not sold on him yet. And just for those reasons, I'm going for the Cowboys. Jake.
I'll go with the Cowboys as well. I mean, the Giants have been playing good and all, but like the Cowboys coming off that win against the Vikings, like that is some craziness, and I don't know. Cowboys are going to just keep riding into it. And
can I throw a caveat into this?
Yeah.
One team's going to come out of this and be 8-3 and be 2 games back of the Eagles. Another team's going to be 7-4 and pretty much not out of the playoff picture, but not really there. Excuse me. So, I don't know. It's tough.
So, in my opinion, the Giants are the worst 7-plus win team in the league right now.
I agree.
Dying over here.
And then you got the Cowboys who just beat the 8-1 Vikings. 8-2 now. 40-3. I can't pick against them. You got to go Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The worst seven win team. I think without a doubt.
Yeah. No. Nope.
Because you have the Dolphins, you have the Bills. No way. Ravens, no way. Titans, no way. Obviously, you have the Chiefs, and then you have the Eagles, the Cowboys, Giants, Vikings, and yeah, that's it. So without a doubt, those are definitely two of the worst teams, in my opinion.
Two of the worst teams?
Two of the worst 7-plus teams.
Who, the Cowboys as well?
Cowboys and Giants.
Oh, I don't know about Cowboys.
You could see the Ravens in there. Like, you say the Cowboys are better than Ravens.
What about Titans?
Yeah, they don't really have a receiving core.
Yeah.
Anyway, move on to the next game, because we're falling a bit behind here. We have, the final Thanksgiving game, the 8-20. So when your bellies are filled,
you're going back in for round two.
Yep. Looking for desserts, some corn pudding. You have the Patriots.
What
is that?
Corn pudding?
Corn pudding?
What?
Corn pudding. You guys never heard of corn pudding?
No, describe.
Yeah,
I don't eat it. I don't like it, but it's...
This is on your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, my mom makes it.
Corn pudding.
What the heck?
I have never heard of corn pudding.
You guys
Me
never?
Neither.
No, explain.
Nope.
It's like corn and pudding.
So you just put the corn in the pudding?
Like, no.
So
like, what kind of pudding? Guys, it's corn pudding.
Like, what kind of pudding?
All right, ready? Corn pudding recipe. Okay, ready? You guys never heard of corn pudding?
No, nope.
It's a creamy side made with stewed corn, butter, and milk. Often features a thickening agent such as cornstarch to make the dish extra decadent.
I mean, it kind of sounds good.
I like corn. I mean, I would not
eat. Is it sweet?
Is it like a mushy version of cornbread?
Oh,
like a soupy version of cornbread.
See, I don't like eat. I don't eat either. But yeah,
I would be open to it.
Do not eat.
John's like hard. Strong pass.
You've never heard of corn pudding before. No, now I feel like
wait. Here's a question. Do you guys eat like cranberry?
Oh, 100%.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold up. So when you're going back for desserts and you're eating your cranberry or your apple pie, pumpkin pie, whatever you want to have.
Right.
Your what have you.
Yeah, whatever you want, because apparently nobody eats corn pudding. You can go back and you can watch the Patriots play at the Vikings.
Another
at
good game.
Another good game, but I had the Vikings. Simply because I don't even know how the Patriots are 6-4 right now. I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know they were positive. I thought they were like a 4-6 team. The Vikings are also just, they're just too good. But I don't know how Kirk Cousins is going to play. That's